So on Tuesday, Putin comes out and he gives his address. Remember, I told I watched the whole thing on your behalf. And he basically said what I'm about to tell you now, which we talked a little bit about yesterday. He basically said, here's what's going on. The Ukrainians are trying to force these two little republics back into their union. We recognize them as sovereign states. And then, here's the operative. This is from Russia Today. Donbass republics ask Putin for military help. The newly recognized Donetsk and Luhansk republics. Remember, Maggie, put the flags up in the chat room so people can see the flags of the two republics. Oh, you don't have them? These are not the flags of Nazis. The two flags of the republics that declared their independence, by the way. The newly recognized Donbass republics in Luhansk and Donetsk have formally asked Russia for military assistance in letters published yesterday. And then their leaders claimed that Ukrainian aggression has only increased since Moscow recognized the regions as independent states earlier this week. The head of the Donetsk People's Republic and the Luhansk People's Republic wrote to Russian President Vladimir Putin separately, but both letters were dated Tuesday, February 22nd. The DPR's Denis Pushilin and his LPR counterpart Leonid Pashnik invoked Articles 3 and 4 of their newly ratified treaties on cooperation and mutual aid with Russia, asking Moscow to, quote, render aid in repelling the military aggression of the Ukrainian regime, close quote, which they claim is waging war against them. Ukrainian aggression is increasing, Pushilin wrote, citing the alleged increase in artillery bombardment, targeting critical civilian infrastructure, and reportedly leaving 300,000 people without water after the Republic's main waterworks were hit. The DNR leader claimed Ukraine is continuing what he called a genocide of the civilians, which apparently has forced the evacuation of over 40,000 people so far. Quote, actions of the Kyiv regime testify that they have no desire to carry out the Minsk agreements and stop the war in the Donbass, wrote Pashnik, adding that Ukraine's receiving military aid from the U.S. and other Western countries and is oriented towards ending the conflict with the LPR by force. Well, you saw the story earlier. Tomahawk missiles have now arrived in Ukraine, via Latvia. Now again, what the hell's going on here? Why the hell are you arming the Ukrainians? Well, folks, there's a there are a couple billion reasons why. Pashenko also noted that over 51,000 people have been evacuated from Luhansk so far, more than half of them children. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted there was no military offensive aimed at the two regions, which Kyiv considers temporarily occupied renegade territories. Now, Joseph Pierce is going to come on next hour, and we're going to talk about how Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about this in the 1980s and early 1990s, saying that he believed that ultimately the Donbass should not be a part of Ukraine, because the people in the Donbass aren't Ukrainians. And there are ethnic differences between Ukrainians and Russians. And by the way, the Ukrainians don't like the Russians, and the Russians don't like the Ukrainians. Consequently, I'm not sure which side the Polacks fall on the Ukrainians, but the Polacks don't like the Russians because, obviously, the Russians invaded them at the end of World War II and made them a part of the Soviet Union. So this is what's going on. You're getting this 30,000-foot view of what is actually happening. Now, are the Ukrainians bombing the LPR and DPR? That's undeniable. Yes, they are. And the reports on the ground are correct or corroborated, okay? We have to have our facts straight. If we don't have our... the object's correct here, then there's no point in talking about this. Now, this is... Here's another RT headline. Russia closes airspace as Moscow confirms strikes against Ukraine. That's in response to what the Ukrainians are doing. Now, this is the... if you go to the UNS report, that's UNS.com, you will find... Here it is. A report by a guy named Mike Whitney. Now, again, I want to reiterate what the overarching point here is. Two small sovereign republics have declared that they are sovereign countries, sovereign states. They no longer wish to be, and this is going on for 8 years now, in the Ukrainian Union, and they seceded from Ukraine by fiat, meaning by their own will, in 2014. They actually have a treaty with the Ukrainians that basically says this. So this is all about the right of states to determine their own political destinies here. Again, the United States is saying that once you're in a union, this is Hotel California, this is Hotel Ukraine, baby. You can never leave. We don't care what they declared or what they say or what ethnic differences there are. We're with the Ukrainians. Again, I explain why. Because the Biden crime family and so do all the other Democrat crime families have vested interest in Ukraine still. So Mike Unz or Mike Whitney at the UNS, UNS.UNZ.com. Scholz caves on Nord Stream while Putin throws Donbass a lifeline. This is a very lengthy article. This is, again, remember about the pipeline that they shut down, that the Germans, the Nord Stream 2, buckled to the pressure from Biden et al. And shut down the certification of this pipeline. This is what drove gas prices through the roof. Now, by the by, Biden says he's not responsible for the inflation and for increased energy prices. That's just total BS. By himself, by his own actions yesterday, a barrel of Brent crude oil went from $97 a barrel to $106 a barrel. That's an 8%, that's a 7% tick in one day. Why did that happen? It happened because the Krauts, under pressure from the Americans, shut down the certification of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is not in dispute. That means that the price of gasoline will go up the next day because this is gas prices are based on oil futures, right? Again, this is your precious citizen of the world, right? We're all global citizens now, aren't we? This is your, we need to have trade with other countries, TKD. Okay, well, this is what you get. Because there's no shortage of oil in the United States. There's no shortage of natural gas in the United States. We have more than we'll ever be able to use. So why should our prices go up? Think about that. On Tuesday, Germany announced that it would halt the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline that connects Germany to Russia. The United States has opposed the project since its inception in 2015 and has initiated multiple rounds of economic sanctions to prevent its completion. Blocking the pipeline was the main objective of Washington's extravagant two-month-long media blitz, which portrayed Vladimir Putin as a reckless warmonger who posed a serious threat to European security. The U.S. achieved its dubious goal on Monday when Putin announced that Russia would recognize the sovereign independence of two statelets in East Ukraine that are currently under siege by the Ukrainian army. Putin's announcement provided the cover the Krauts needed to abandon the popular pipeline project and to demonstrate once again that Germany's top politicians and senior-level officials still put Washington's demands above the interest of the German people. Now, if you're a German, you can see here now, Biden is making enemies across the planet.